Bruce, have we decided what people from Arizona or from Gilbert are called yet? Like, I'm from Gilbert.
Gilbillies. Like, I'm going with that.
No, I'll go with Gilberters. All right. We got a Gilberter out there that is restoring your faith in humanity. In fact, it is a Gilbert police officer. This was a story that was posted on the town's Facebook page. And it's a sad story, but it also does restore your faith in humanity. There was an elderly woman who traveled from Illinois to Arizona and to Gilbert to meet up with someone who she thought was her boyfriend. You know, the expectation was they were going to be getting married soon. This is one of these elderly scams that unfortunately do happen. You go, how could people fall for that? Well, they do. They can be convincing. They can be good. And the woman spent the last of her money to travel to see this guy that she had a relationship with, or so she thought, for the last year or so. And you know what? She was scammed. She was left here in Arizona. No money, no family, nothing. You had Gilbert officer Adam Wallach, who had been called out to the Walmart there in Gilbert Power and Ray Road to check on an elderly woman, Bruce, who'd been sitting in a subway for almost 24 hours.
Whoa.
Right? And he began to talk to her and found out this whole story. She didn't have any money. And he goes, this could have been anyone's grandma. So he did the only thing that he could think of that was the right thing to do. He drove her to Sky Harbor Airport. He walked inside and he personally, with his own money, bought her a one-way ticket back to Chicago.
Goodness.
Back to her family, back to a place where he says she could thrive. Because here in Arizona, with no family, no money, and being scammed, she was barely even surviving. Hats off to you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for restoring my
above
and all
and
of ours, yes, faith in humanity.